Hello, and welcome to
Ill on Earth,
the podcast.
My name is Cassidy.
My name is Casey.
And together we are the Bell Sisters. Join us each week as we corrupt your soul
and bring you to salvation,
discussing life, death, and everything in between.
Are you afraid of getting into heaven?
Hello.
And welcome.
To Bell on Earth.
The podcast.
The conspiracy.
I think that's what we're going to name it, right? Bell on Earth, the conspiracy?
I don't remember.
Oh. Well, anyway.
And T-Way.
It is the conspiracy. So, today's episode is going to be a cute one. It's not going to be anything serious. It's actually going to be quite the opposite.
Yeah.
If you were here, you'd also be sipping on some wine with us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have some wine to sip on,
Sip it now. Slurp it.
Slurp that bitch up.
Just like the lizard person you are.
Exactly. As we all are. Mm. Actually, I don't feel like we're lizard people.
Me?
Well, maybe you.
Me?
I don't think that I am a lizard person. Like, I like lizards.
Yeah, lizards are
cool. But I don't think
cool.
I'd be capable. I don't think, like, the lizard people would, like, want me.
Well, okay, so for me personally, I feel like I do run cold.
True.
So I do like to sun myself, like, on a nice little rock.
Yeah.
So...
For that good reason.
Yeah, well, what else do lizards do?
They, like, eat flies and whatever, right?
I am a vegetarian.
Yeah, it's so be hard.
Yeah, it'd be a little hard.
It'd be hard to be a lizard person.
I'm open to eating bugs.
I feel like insect is, like, basically vegetarian.
Yeah, because it's not animal.
And they, like,
it's a different category. Yeah.
And if it's fast, you know.
Well, do insects have, like, nerve endings? Because they have an outer shell. You're the veterinarian here.
I'm not a buganarian.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Insectitarian.
Yeah.
I've heard different things from what I can recollect of the, like, posts, probably, that I've seen.
Yeah.
I've never looked that much into it, but I think from... I'm not even... Actually, this, like, is perfect for the episode because... Okay, so just to explain... Hi, Marty. We're making him naked, so you don't have to hear him. But basically, to explain, like, the episode, like, the content of this episode, we are basically going to go through conspiracies.
Yeah.
And we are specifically not going to research them.
No.
We are just going to decide if we think they're true or not based
smash
on...
Smash your pass.
Yeah, we're gonna smash your pass based on vibes and vibes alone.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we have a good, like, instinct anyway. We have a good, what is the word?
Intuition. Yeah,
so, sure. Like, I feel like we know.
Yeah, we'll just know if they're right or wrong.
And we're gonna be right, because we're always right.
We are.
Even when we're wrong, like, we're still right.
I'm never left.
We're, like, right, like, within, like, the context of our mind.
Yeah.
And that's all we need.
That's all that matters, which is what most conspiracies are, to be honest. It's just correcting the insides of your own mind.
Exactly.
So.
So, in regards to insects, I think they have, like, sensors, basically, but I don't know that they can fully, like, feel.
Like, they don't have, like, pain in the same way that humans feel
it. I think their brains are just, like, not capable of, like, grasping what pain is.
Mm.
Like, I don't know that they're complex enough.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, like, obviously if something is, like, going to harm them, they understand that and they try to get away.
Right.
But I don't know, like, that they can fully, like, suffer.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
They're kind of just, like... They just do.
Yeah, they just are.
They just are, which
God.
Is kind of beautiful.
I wish that were me.
I know. I wish I could just be.
Yeah.
Literally.
And just do nothing. Fly around.
And just, like, carry, like, 100 times my weight.
Yeah.
And it's a crumb. I'm sorry, but why is that so funny? Like, ants are fucking hilarious.
Ants are fucking crazy.
They're like, no, but like for real, they're like one of the strongest insects, and it's literally a crumb.
Yeah.
Like, okay, good for you, I guess.
Slay, sis. Slay. Left no crumb.
Oh, they probably left the rest of the crumbs. They can't carry all of them. All
right. Conspiracy. Mm. They can.
They just choose not to. They're like, this is my crumb.
Yeah.
And I don't really care about the rest.
Well, have you ever seen
a whole, like, colony?
Have you not seen A Bug's Life?
Yeah, I have.
So, there you go. Answer.
All right. Confirmed.
Smash.
Ants, smash. Not smush, but smash.
Not smush, definitely.
They deserve
not.
To live.
But smash. I mean, listen, if you don't want us to smash the ants, then don't draw them sexy in A Bug's Life.
Yeah, that bottom segment, though. It'd be bouncing when he walks.
He's got that cake.
He's got that yacht. Don't even know what that really means. I need a sip of wine. Hold on.
Yeah, for real.
ASMR.
That was really ASMR-ful.
Yeah.
All right.
Next conspiracy.
Next one. Do you want to go first?
No, you can go.
Oh. Okay. Okay, so I feel like my favorite one on this list, I have an article, and we'll put it, the articles that we have in the description, because I think that's really fun. But anyway, the article that I have...
I'm glad that brings you joy.
Yeah, it does. Well, they can follow along.
Yeah.
So, this one has, the Denver International Airport is the Illuminati's headquarters. I'll read the little description because it's just a few sentences. The Illuminati leads to a conspiracy rabbit hole that we're not going to delve too far into, except when it comes to the Denver International Airport. Many Illuminati believers are convinced it's the secret group's headquarters. The airport has embraced the rumors by poking fun at it, but it hasn't stopped people from believing secret tunnels and lizard lairs lurk beneath the building.
Okay, so I've been to Denver Airport, and automatic smash. Auto-fucking-matic smash.
Oh my god.
I have been there, I have felt the presence.
Of the Illuminati.
I don't know if it was maybe, like, I also feel like the Illuminati itself is kind of...
Smash.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
If someone told me they were, like, actually the Illuminati and could, like, prove it, I'd be like... Okay,
wait.
Get in my gushy.
Okay, but the thing is that the Illuminati has DM'd me. Yeah. Yeah.
They slid into your DMs.
Oh, yeah. They slithered, actually. But yeah, I like, one time I got a DM, and they were like, this is the Illuminati. Do you want to, like, join? And I was like, yeah, obviously. And then I think they blocked me after that.
Or they, like, I'm sure at, they actually looked at your profile.
I'm sure
they
I said something
to an episode
mean.
Of the pod.
No, this was a long time ago.
Oh.
But yeah, I'm sure I said something mean and they were like, never mind. But yeah, they slid into my DM.
Yes, because they specifically seek out kind individuals.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the requirements are. I didn't get that far. They did send me a website, and I clicked on it. And it
I
was
don't
just
know
like,
that you should have clicked on that.
I mean, it was just, it was literally like, like one
Maybe
of those.
That's why they, like, blocked you. They're like, poor.
Idiot.
They, like, found the IP address. They're like, this apartment is $1,200.
Yeah.
Next.
Well, I think I was still living at home, too.
Oh, even worse.
So, yeah, it was literally bad. But... Yeah, I was probably unemployed also whenever they messaged me. But it was like, first of all, the like actual username was like Illuminati Brian or something like that. Or like Illuminati Greg or something like that. Yeah, and then they were like, join. And then I was like, yeah, daddy.
You're like, okay, Brian.
Yeah. And then I clicked on the website, and it was just one of those, like, early, like, 19... Or, like, I guess late 1990s, early 2000s websites where it had, like... I feel like it had, like, spinning, like, dollar signs on it or something. And I was like, yeah, this is the real Illuminati. It was for real them. Yeah.
I would believe it. Okay, let's be real. I do feel like the Illuminati would have, like, a really ugly website.
Well, yeah, because the Illuminati, okay, so my thoughts on the Illuminati, right? Like, mm-hmm. I believe that, like, the actual Illuminati, I mean, I don't know. I guess there could be one, but most likely it's just, like, rich people.
I feel like there's a real, like, what the Illuminati is based upon.
Well, there are the Freemasons. Not... Yeah. Which is basically, like, what people, like, would consider the Illuminati. And I know people who are in the Freemasons, and that's basically what it is.
Yeah.
It's just, like, a little club of, like, old men. But that's why their website would be trash, because it's usually just old men who don't know how to use the internet.
Yeah.
You know?
But I feel like there's, like... Maybe even, like, deeper than them. Yeah. There's probably, like, world leaders and, like, powerful people who, like, have their own little, like, wine and cheese night.
Yeah.
And talk about, like, ha ha ha, money hoarding and destruction and, like, oil and shit like that. And, like, smoke their little cigars and everything. And then there's, like, the Freemasons who are, like, the Illuminati... that we're aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's probably, like, the actual Illuminati who are, like... conspiracy people who, like, want to be in the higher clubs, but, like, can't get in.
Oh, so you're saying that, like, people who believe in the Illuminati are the Illuminati?
Basically.
Oh, I love that.
Because I feel like the Illuminati is one of those things where it's, like, a cover-up for the actual, like, what the Illuminati is based on.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's so smart.
Because, like, why would they... like, poke so much. Like, for example, like, the Denver airport.
Right. The Denver, like, International Airport.
Going back to that. Like, if it was actually the Illuminati headquarters, like, of course they're going to, like, poke fun. To be like, yeah, haha, we're the headquarters.
Right.
To, like, make joke of it.
Yeah. I just, personally for me, why would you choose Denver?
Well, yeah. I mean, you can, like, snowboard.
Yeah, I guess there's Aspen.
Yeah, it's, like, kind of a nice area.
But I just feel like if you're gonna have the headquarters for, like, a super elite group, like, why wouldn't you just choose, like, an island or, like, the middle of a mountain?
Like, the real one probably is, but, like, the Illuminati is probably, like, 4chan users.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, they're gonna choose Denver, or, like, some shit like that. Or, literally, like, underneath the Denver airport.
Yeah, they would be, like, dumb enough to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair. Fair. Smash.
Like, I definitely got 4chan vibes from Denver airport.
Oh, wow.
That's
not a good thing.
No.
I'm sorry, Denver.
Honestly, airport. Well, like, I don't know, it was just kind of, like, there was an air of confusion there for me.
Oh.
Like,
yeah, that's how I felt at the London airport, too.
Yeah.
When I went to London. Well, I didn't go to London. I went to the London airport.
I mean, that's London.
It was in London,
I feel like I'd also be confused in London.
Yeah, it was a lot. There was a Harry Potter store.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, and then there was, like, really bad food. And then there was a lot. And, like, everyone was yelling. And they had, like, their little English accents. And you're just like, stop. You're not TSA.
Yeah, I feel like accents are great until they're, like, English.
Yeah, conspiracy. Conspiracy English accents are fake. I think that's actually a real conspiracy.
That they all...
like, just fake it?
They all, like, fake it so hard that they believe it themselves.
Yeah.
I don't think
I believe that
an English accent's, like, real.
Yeah.
That's a fake accent.
No, it's just not real.
What do you mean you talk like this?
Yeah, exactly. It's not serious.
It's literally so unserious.
Yeah, it's so unserious.
And they, like, put, like, well, I guess Australia does that, too. But they put, no. like, use in places that don't make sense.
True.
And I'm like, bro, take that shit out.
Let's get out of here.
It's, like, with that ugly. Bullshit.
But the difference with, like, an Australian accent is, if you didn't know, I stayed abroad in Australia. Mm. If you didn't know.
If you didn't know.
Yeah. And in Australia, like, their accent is, like, bad. Like, it's thick. Like, because, like, Australian people, like, they can talk, right? But mostly they just, like, mumble everything, and you don't understand anything they're saying.
I do feel like, given the history of Australia and, like, the things that live there, that's, like, valid, though.
No, it's valid. I totally understand it. Like, I don't necessarily, like, think that they could have done anything better. You know what I mean? But, like,
they worked with what they had.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, the Australian accent's just really hard because, like, they speak really fast and they mumble, like, really low. Like, they have really, like, they all have, like, really, like, mumbled, like, quiet voices, and then they speak really fast, and then their accent's just, like, really, like, heavy. Not everyone technically, but, like, most. Like, most.
Yeah.
And it's, like, really
encountered.
Yeah. Which, I mean, like, I went a lot of places.
Yeah.
It was rough.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
You need, like, closed captioning.
Yeah, you do. Like, in IRL.
Because, like, I feel like with the British accent, it's, like, not that hard to understand. Like, yeah, there's some slang, but it's, like...
Yeah, I'd say with, like, a lot of British accents, but not, like, the northern ones. The northern ones True. Are bad. Because the northern ones are very similar to, like, Scottish accents, and Scottish accents are, like, at least for us Americans, right, like, they're rough. Like, they're yeah. really, like, heavy and, like, brogy.
Well,
and,
that's
like,
because, like, a Scottish accent's real.
Yeah, exactly, and English ones are just fake.
Yeah, Smash. So if it's, like, mixed with Scottish, then, like, that's why.
Yeah. That's, like, what the English, like, northern English, that's, like, what it is. But the other problem I have with England, right, is that all of their slang is stupid.
Yeah, no, it's, like, actually ugly.
Yeah. Bruv. Like, shut up.
No, like, actually.
I don't even know their fucking slang because...
Because I don't want to.
I don't need to know.
Because it's fake.
Yeah, it's just fake.
It's literally
the entire unreal. Island is unreal. It's not there.
We should sink it. We should, you know how, like, on Club Penguin, they're like, tip the iceberg?
That's the iceberg.
Americans? Oh my god, we should, like, start, whatchamacallit. Like,
is this the start of World War III? Is Bella Unearth the podcast?
The start of World War III is literally Americans flying to England
and trying to tip it. Oh my god.
We all go to the edge and just do that, like, dance.
The Club Penguin dance?
Like, the break dance. We're just...
Oh my god. That would be amazing. I think we should.
I feel like Americans would actually do that.
We have to lead the charge.
If there's one thing that Americans would come together to do, it would literally be that.
It would be destroy England.
But in, like, a essence of Club Penguin.
Yeah. Yeah. Smash. All of us. Liberals, conservatives, and
the
other.
The one thing we could agree on. I feel like even, like, Joe Biden would be like, you know what?
Biden. Yeah, he would literally, like, break out of his Alzheimer's and start breakdancing.
No, it would, like, actually probably cure him.
We can save America.
Save America by tipping England.
Yeah. Smash!
Smash.
Literally. Alright, I think you should go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, this one is, like, well, I don't even know if I should do that one. It's, like, kind of boring. I like this one better. Okay. So, the Katy Perry is JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh.
And it's literally based off of, like, this pic.
Yeah. Well, I have to post the pic on socials.
Yeah, we'll post the pic. It's, like, the JonBenet Ramsey pic and then, like, a picture of Katy Perry with blonde hair.
My favorite part about this pic is that they look nothing alike.
I know, they're both just, like, pretty women.
Well, one of them's, first of all, a child. But second of all,
she could be a pretty child.
Well, yeah, I guess, but, like, oh, yeah, okay, fine. She's a pretty, like, child. She was in beauty pageants and stuff.
Exactly.
Which is a whole other topic. We talked about that last time.
Yeah.
But
that's not a conspiracy.
No. But, like, my favorite part is that they have, like, I guess Katy Perry could have gotten, like, plastic surgery or whatever. I'm sure she has.
To look like JonBenet Ramsey.
Well, no, the opposite. She would want to not look like JonBenet Ramsey because she is JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh.
But...
Well, should I read this little caption first?
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Okay, so basically, in 2016, a YouTube video from 2014 resurfaced. and I guess there was this guy, Dave Johnson, who believes JonBenet's murder was a hoax so that Katy Perry, the singer, could emerge.
Uh-huh.
Nobody died, nobody got hurt, he says in that video. The sacrifice was in name only, and that was to get something, and that something was to become a star. Oh, okay. So, wait.
But I'm confused.
So JonBenet...
But she couldn't be a pop star as JonBenet Ramsey.
I feel like JonBenet Ramsey is a better pop star name.
Yeah, agreed.
Versus Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine, like, Fireworks by JonBenet Ramsey? That, like,
that would kind slap of so hard.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I don't know, JonBenet Ramsey is, I mean, JonBenet is just such a fucking amazing name. Like, let's be fucking real.
Also, Katy Perry's real name is Catherine Elizabeth Hudson.
Yeah.
So Katy Perry's not even her real name.
No. Yeah.
And I guess the other part was that JonBenet's parents supposedly look eerily similar to Katy's parents, which they literally don't. We, like, looked up pics, and they, like, don't.
They literally look nothing alike.
Yeah.
Like, at all. They literally look opposite of each other. Like, I mean, it's not like one is black and one's white, but, like, they just don't look alike at all.
No. Pass.
Pass. Literally such a pass. Because here's my thing, is, like, it would literally make so much more sense for JonBenet Ramsey to just take her fame of, like, being in beauty pageants and then turn that into pop stardom. Because that's, like, literally basically what, like, JoJo Siwa has done, right. Honey Boo Boo, right? Like, these are people, obviously it's a little bit different now because they were on, like, TV and stuff.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, they were beauty pageant. Or, I mean, not JoJo, but you know what I mean? Like, they're from, like, this, like, world of, like, child beauty stardom type of thing and, like, turned it into a pop career. Yeah. Whereas, like, that makes the most sense. Like, why would you kill her to make her Katy Perry?
Yeah, that, like,
and, was... like, honestly, pass. Like, I wouldn't want to become Katy Perry.
Yeah, huh.
Like, no offense to Katy Perry, but I don't want to be her.
Like, early Katy Perry. But, like, once she started to judge an American Idol.
Oh, yeah. She went downhill from there.
Downfall.
Yeah. But even early Katy Perry is, like, I have no, like, I have no ill will towards Katy Perry. But I don't personally want to be her, because I feel like she's just incredibly embarrassing.
As if we're not.
No, we are, but, like, but in a different way. Like, because she was, like, Christian, and, like, her whole thing is, like, being, like, she was just raised, like, not Christian, it's more, she was raised, like, fundy, like, fundamentalism, like, that kind of shit, and she, like, broke free from it and became, like, a pop star with, like, whipped cream on her tits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and that's not, like, really my vibe. Yeah. Personally.
That's, like, kind of boring.
Yeah. Exactly. I like Last Friday Night. Like, I think that's her best song. It's the best video. But, yeah. Like, after that, like, I can't really pick out a song where I'm like, wow, that was really phenomenal. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, like, Bon Appetit was pretty good.
True. And Swish Wish. Yeah, I can't say anything about Swish Wish, but...
I mean, we'll have our moments, you know?
Yeah. But, like, I can't... Like, I wouldn't personally like to be her. Like, there's other stars that I'd personally be like, wow, like, I'd love to be that star, but, like, not Katy Perry, personally. And so I feel like if I'm JonBenet Ramsey, I would prefer to stay JonBenet.
Yeah, I would, like, rather be dead.
Oh my god.
I would rather be a dead child.
Yeah.
Than a living Katy Perry. That's the conspiracy.
It's a pass.
And can I be real? Like, I just feel like the whole, like, grew up hardcore Christian and became this, like, musician who, like, sings about it is, like, so boring.
Well, she doesn't necessarily sing about being Christian.
Well, I just mean, like, in general.
Yeah. It's kind of like
broke free. Like, we were, like, quote-unquote, like, raised Christian, but, like, not really.
No, we weren't. Well, we, like, we went to church. Yeah.
But, like, it was, like, not... It was not the same, and I'm grateful for that.
We were raised by atheists.
Who went to church.
We only... Okay, so
We went to CCD.
Yeah, this is the tea on me. This is, like, a... like, I don't know what the word is, but it's tea, right? The only reason we went to church is because I wanted a communion party, because I got jealous because my cousin had a communion party, and I was like, well, I want one because that looks like a lot of fun. And I was like, well, why can't I have one? And then, like, my parents were like, well, you have to go to, like, if you want a communion party, you have to go to church. And I was like, okay.
And I was just fucking dragged along.
Yeah, that was the only reason we went to church, was because I wanted a communion party.
Thanks.
I wanted to be the center of attention. And well, then ended up sharing my communion party.
I got one, too.
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't even, like, make as much money.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, I had more people at mine because I shared my communion with my cousin. So.
Well, I couldn't... There was another cousin around my age.
Not on that side.
Yes.
No.
I love how you know who it is. You're like, no.
No.
He's literally 1 year older.
Yeah, but we shared a communion.
Okay.
So.
Well, anyway.
Confess. yeah, that's a lame conspiracy. So, anyway. One of my favorites is honestly about, like, the Earth. Just in general. Okay. So, okay.
Pass.
Yeah. Well, because there's a couple different ones about the Earth itself, right?
There are plenty. Yes. Yeah.
But my favorite ones are the ones that say it's flat or say it's hollow. Which, personally, flat pass, but yeah. Hollow smash.
Hollow?
Yeah.
I love that idea.
I really like the idea of the Earth being hollow. I think it would be a lot more fun. There's...
You can, like, store trinkets in it.
Yeah. Literally. But, like, the whole concept of, like, the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which is a pretty decent... Well, I guess not that one. But there's, like, other... Well, no, like, a little bit. But there's, like, other, like... There's, like, little, like, books and stuff about, like, the world being, like, not hollow, like, I guess.
To the center of the Earth.
Yeah.
That's what it's called,
oh, I guess
right?
Hitchhiker's is more about space. But, no, it's Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Isn't there a rock in it? Not the Hitchhiker's, but Journey.
And, I don't know. Oh, is he? No. Okay. Whatever. But either way, I think that the Earth being hollow is way more fun because, like you said, there's, like, things that you can, like, go in and, like, explore. Whereas, like, the Earth being flat is just kind of boring. And also, it doesn't, like, make any sense. And everything that they do as flat earthers literally disproves their own conspiracy. Like, if you're gonna have a conspiracy, either don't even try to disprove it, or just, like, I don't know. Like, make experiments that are going to make you correct. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, if you're going to do an experiment that disproves you, then you're, like, a bad conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because it's, like, the center of the Earth being hollow one, which, first of all, I did confirm, yes, Dwayne Johnson was in the second movie.
Oh, in the second movie.
Yeah. Okay, which is obviously the best one.
I guess. Yeah.
It's the one I remember, so it's the best one.
Yeah.
But anyway. But, like, the flat Earth thing, it's like, alright, well, we're already, like, been in space and whatever. So, like, we can see that it's not flat. But, like, I mean, we can dig, I guess. But we can't, like, really go to the center of the Earth because, like, it's supposedly, like, lava and, like, hot and whatever. So, like, yeah. It makes more sense to, like, dream and believe.
Right. It's all, like,
then
cuter.
To just straight disprove.
Yeah.
Like, that's why, like, kind of, like, believing in God is, like, a little bit cute. Because it's like, well, you can't fully disprove it.
Right. Yeah, there's nothing to prove or disprove, really.
Yeah.
But it's kind of the same thing, like, with the Earth being hollow. And also, like, too, like, the Earth being flat is just a little bit more boring to me. Like, there's not so much you can do with that.
Yeah, we're, like, in a thick era, too.
Yeah.
We don't like flatties.
Yeah. We're past heroin chic.
We're in BBL. We're yeah. in BBL Earth.
Exactly. Like, it's just a little bit boring. And, mm-hmm. like, I think you should check yourselves because... because... because, like, okay.
Check yourself.
Yeah, you should check yourself. Because if you're going to have a conspiracy theory that's stupid, make it fun.
Yeah.
Like, don't make it, like, boring and stupid.
Yeah.
Make it fun and stupid. Sorry. Yeah.
No, it's real.
Yeah.
It's
so, true. Pass on flat Earth, but smash hollow.
Absolutely smash.
Yeah.
Smash. Absolutely smash.
Because, like, also, like, you can... with a hollow Earth, like, there's so many possibilities. Like, there could be mole people or lizard people or, like, mermaids or, like, fairies or trolls. Like, with a flat Earth, like, what's in there? Nothing. Because it's flat. Boring. Yeah. Pass.
Absolutely pass. So this one, I enjoy. Just, I literally have not even read the description yet. I just enjoy the title of it.
Uh-huh.
And it just says, J.K. Rowling isn't real.
True.
Smash. And smash, just because, just based off the fact that I wish that was real.
Yeah. God, she's too real for me. Yeah.
That is the thing. Is
she's so
like,
fucking annoying.
But, like, she, like, okay, she is so real that she feels the need to, like, prove her existence. And that yeah. in itself is, like, paradoxical to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that means she's fake.
Yeah.
She's even if, like, fake. Her body is real, like, personality, fake.
Yeah, she is fake.
But I'm going to read this just so we can, like, I guess, get a little bit of context. Okay. J.K. Rowling's origin story is well known. She was a financially struggling single mother who came up with the idea for Harry Potter on a train, then wrote the first books in cafes. She's now one of the richest authors in the world. According to this theory, wow. none of that is true. Harry Potter was actually masterminded by a team of advertisers and writers who lab-created a franchise that would appeal to the entire world, and the woman you think is J.K. Rowling is just an actress hired to play the part of the author at events. Why that actress has gone on to write books that aren't part of the Harry Potter franchise is a mystery to be solved another day.
Right.
They're like, the fact that she's an author for other things...
Yeah.
...is... I don't know why... But the fact that she'd be the author for this, wrong.
Right.
Which, like, again, just the fact that she's just, like, a horrible person and, like, super annoying, like...
And, like, always on Twitter, like, get off of Twitter!
No, anyone who's, like, chronically on Twitter, like, specifically Twitter...
Yeah.
Like, you can't be a good person.
No. Not at all.
And I mean, like especially, well, I feel like most people, but, like, specifically, like, celebrities.
Mm.
Like, anyone who's, like, well-known and is, like, super active on Twitter, especially, like, responding to people and, like, doing that kind of, like, get a fucking life.
Yeah. But also, like, here's the thing with J.K. Rowling is that she just, like, continues to dig her own fucking grave. Like, and it doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't understand, like, what her point is. Because,
no.
like, if you don't know the controversy with J.K. Rowling, like...
scoff.
Yeah, scoff. But basically, she just, like, hates trans people. And, like, her whole argument is that, like, she's friends with lesbians. That's literally the basis of her argument, which makes no fucking sense to me.
I feel like she's friends with them, but they're probably not friends with
her. I don't think she has any friends.
I feel like she, like, thinks
yeah.
that they're friends, because she probably is, like... lonely.
Yeah, and she's also, like, rich, I guess.
Yeah.
But...
so, like, they're probably, like, cordial with her for, like, the money and the fame.
Yeah.
But yeah. probably not her friend. I don't know how anyone could be friends with this woman.
She seems insane to me. Because she literally, like, with this whole thing about how much she hates trans people, she literally wrote an entire book about, like, a man dressing as a woman and then, like, raping people or whatever. And I was just like, this is so gay. Like,
yeah. Like, no, it's, like, it's so closeted.
I know, it's just, like, so weird. Like, I don't understand why she has to, like, go about these things, like, the way she does.
Yeah.
And there's a really, really fantastic ContraPoints YouTube video about J.K. Rowling specifically and, like, all her controversy and all the stupid... I know. ContraPrints is amazing. And it's really cool seeing it from, like, the point of view of a trans person who also is very versed in, like, politics and, like, just, like, the way that they explain things is really, really fantastic. And, of course, also with, like, the theatrics of, like, all of it. And what really gets me is the fact that, like, a lot of, like, mostly queer people are the people who are the fan base of Harry Potter. Like, it's not a lot of straight.
I know.
Because, like, people can't necessarily, like, the people who relate to Harry Potter, like, a boy growing up in a literal closet. And then gets transported into this magical world where all of a sudden he's, like, popular and famous and
has powers.
Powers, and
bigger than...
Yeah, and, like, is accepted. You know what I mean? Like, is accepted into this world where he grew up in a world where he was not accepted, was shamed, was bullied, was persecuted.
Parents didn't like him.
Well, his parents are dead, so.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That's the whole thing, Casey.
I never read it, so.
Yeah, I read all of them, so.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Okay.
I was 8.
J.K. Rowling supporter.
Yeah, literally me. I supported her whole salary. But I was 8. Okay.
No excuses.
But, like, you have this story of this kid who comes from this, like, world of persecution, right? And then goes into this magical world where he's, like, all of a sudden not only accepted, but, like, celebrated. Like, he's the boy who lived. You know what I mean? Everyone knows who he is. And it's just, like, this kind of story that I think a lot of, like, especially, like, closeted queer people, like, really related to and, like, could really, like, fall into and, like, not I necessarily, like, see themselves, but just, like, something where they could, like, escape, like, their own persecution, especially in their own homes or in their own, like, society or whatever. Yeah. And, like, the fact that, like, this, like, specific author, who I do believe wrote the books, like, I don't see why she wouldn't have, but, yeah. And, like, her, like, little explanations of, like, where the stuff came from makes sense or whatever. Because, like, there's parts of it where it's, like, yeah, this came from, like, my depression nightmares or whatever. And I was, like, yeah, that makes sense. But, like.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. Smash.
Depression nightmare? Smash.
Yeah. Same. but, like, it makes, I don't know, like, it just. I don't know. Like, the whole thing is just, like, really upsetting. Because, like, there's just, like, a lot of stuff. There's, you know, there's certain things in Harry Potter that, like, are kind of fucked up. Like, Cho Chang or whatever being, like, super, I don't know, racist is, like, weird. And, like, there's, like, certain things in it that are, like, really weird. But overall, like, the books are pretty decent. And I think they still hold up. And at they also have this, like, air of, like, you could be kind of whoever you want to be and, like, let's escape into this world and, like, let's, like, forget about, like, all the stuff that you're going through and, like, here's, like, a fantasy that you can kind of, like, pull yourself into and, like, you know, it's, like, one of those things where, like, if you're kind of, like, at home, like, suffering, like, you have something to, like, escape it and, like, the fact that, like, that's the person who's, like, I hate trans people because I'm friends with lesbians. Like, it just fucking sucks. Like, it really sucks, you know?
Yeah. And I just, in general, feel like the people who... Like, listen, I am a hater through and through.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But, like, I hate everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't spend my time and energy writing books... about a specific thing that I hate.
Yeah.
Like, that, like, the people that spend so much of their time and energy on a specific thing, like, that just screams, like, jealousy.
Yeah, and, like, it's stupid, and it's
and, like,
boring.
Insecurity. And, well, like, lack of any kind of, like, real, like, attributes.
Yeah. Well, and listen, like, I feel like, personally... as, like, also a hater, right? Like, I feel like I honestly, I don't even know. Like, I feel like I hate on things because it's, like, funny and, like, it's a good time.
Yeah, it's, like, not that serious.
Yeah, like, I don't actually hate most things. Like, right. I really don't care that much.
Yeah.
But also, like, why would I hate on someone for, like, living their best fucking life? Like, why is that my business?
And especially, like, a whole group. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I understand hating, like, individual people.
Yeah.
Because, like, there are...
There's plenty of individuals I hate.
There are plenty of trans people that I'm like, oh, my gosh, shut the fuck up. But, right. like, it's not because they're trans. It's like,
because they're annoying. Because
they're annoying and, like, use their trans identity to be annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can it's be anything and, with like, any use identity. That identity.
Yeah.
Exactly. To be annoying.
Yeah. There's plenty of gay people that are fucking annoying as shit.
No, like, for real.
And it's just like, okay, well, like, just because you're gay doesn't mean that you get to be annoying.
Yeah.
Like,
and
it really doesn't.
You get to, like, put that, like, annoyingness on the rest of the community.
Right. Exactly. And it's literally with every group. But it's, again, yeah. it's, like, individual people. And... it's not necessarily because of their identity, it's because of them. It's yeah. because of their personalities.
Like, J.K. Rowling, there are lesbians who are annoying as fuck, but you're still fucking friends with lesbians.
Right. Yeah, there's plenty of lesbians that, like, beat their shit out of their partners.
Yeah.
Like, are you friends with them? Yeah. J.K. Rowling?
She probably is.
Yeah.
To be fair.
That's the lesbian she's friends with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, I could totally see that. I could totally see, like, the lesbians that she's friends with are, like, the lesbians that, like, we would hate on.
Yeah.
Because they're just, like, horrible people.
Well, and yeah, exactly. And, like, the other thing is that, like, I just don't understand, like, hating, like, a group of people just because of their identity. Like,
it's so there's boring.
No reason for it. Like, outside of the fact that, like, the only thing I could understand is, like, if they identify as, like, a Nazi or something. Because, like, their identity is rooted in, like, hating other people.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's, like, a kind of a different story. But, like, when it comes to, like, this person who wants to identify a certain way and, like, just decides to... or, like, not necessarily decision, like, whatever, if you want to, like, get technical about it.
Right.
But, like, if they want to live their life a certain way or, like, choose to live their life a certain way or feel like they have to live their life a certain way, like, as long as they're not hurting other people, like, it doesn't matter to me. Like, if you want to, like, wear a dress or if you want to, like, whatever. Like, if you want to do whatever you want to do. Like, if you want to, like, fucking ride tractors to work. Like, I don't fucking care if that's, like, your identity.
Yeah, as long as, like, you're riding not going, tractors. Like, 30 and a 45.
Yeah. Like, let's speed up. Chop, chop.
Yeah. I got places to be.
Right. Bitches, but that's what I'm saying. Fuck. Like, as long as you're not hurting other people.
Yeah. As long as you're getting out of my way.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't care like, what you do or what you identify as or, like, who you are. Because, to be honest, like, you know... as, like, an annoying person myself, right, like, I have, like, the, you know, list and, like, laundry list of identities and pronouns, whatever, and, like, you know, it feels right to me, and, like, it doesn't really matter, but, like, my identity doesn't affect other people because it's just, like, not anyone's business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
you don't make it anyone's business.
Right, and it's just, like, it's not... like, it doesn't affect anyone else. Like, how I choose to live and how I choose to dress and who I choose to date, like, it doesn't affect other people because I'm not, like, out here, like, punching people in the face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, there's a huge difference between, like, harming other people and just, like, living your fucking life. But, like, just because I am a certain way doesn't mean that you should, like, hate on me. You should hate on me for a lot of other things.
Yeah.
Like, this podcast.
Yeah, I have, like, a lot of reasons for people
yeah.
to hate me.
Exactly. Like, choose another reason.
Yeah, choose a good one.
Yeah. Like, if you're gonna hate on someone, like, make it real.
Yeah. Be creative.
Pass.
Especially as an author.
Yeah.
Like, be creative
oh
with
my
your
god,
hatred.
For real. Like,
as an artist.
Well, and also, like, I'm sorry, but you grew up poor.
No, for real.
And you were, like, a single mom. Like...
yeah, that's, like, your whole thing, isn't
yeah.
it? Isn't it, JK?
And it's just... JK. But it's just, like, I don't know, girl, like, if you wanted to stay a broke-ass bitch, then you should have just done that.
No, for real. No, she, like...
I don't even know
like,
what the fuck we're talking about anymore.
She's, like, rich now or whatever, but she still has, like, broke bitch vibes.
Yeah, she still has that mentality, and it's, like, I'm sorry. Like, that's the reason I may hate on you.
Yeah. Pass.
Pass.
Your turn.
But... actually, I don't think anyone Harry Potter I would smash, to be honest. Like,
I feel
Hermione's...
like Emma Watson.
No. Okay, so Emma Watson is hot, but as Hermione, she's not. In my opinion.
This is fair.
Because I just feel like Hermione's such a fucking annoying bitch.
I feel like...
And I read all the books. Like, I really did. And I liked Hermione, but she's just so annoying. Whereas, like, Emma Watson as a person, smash.
Yeah.
But Hermione pass. Meh. And, like...
I feel like Snape,
I'd smash.
He's a little bad boy.
Well, he's traumatized, so smash.
Relatable.
Yeah. The only ones I want to smash are the ones that are going to hurt me back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, smash.
Smash.
Smash. Snape? Also, the smash. Three-headed dog, smash. I'm not going to get into that.
Not explaining, but smash.
Yeah. And the snake. Oh, and... Sirius Black.
If I, like, knew the characters, I might have more to contribute.
Yeah, you don't know anything. Because you're stupid.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Actually, I'm dumb. I'm not stupid.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
There's a difference.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Oh. This is a good one.
Smash.
The Nazis have a secret lair in Antarctica. Pass, obviously. Okay.
I feel like there are lairs in Antarctica, and I feel like there are Nazis in Antarctica. But do I feel like the Nazis have a specific lair?
Yeah.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I pass on this, because I personally don't think that it's all just Nazis in Antarctica. Like, do I think there's probably weird shit going on in Antarctica? Like, sure. Because you're not allowed to go there.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're not allowed to go there, like, but it doesn't make any sense. But should it just be Nazis? No. That doesn't make sense. Because, like, why would just Nazis be in Antarctica?
Yeah.
Like, there's gotta be other
ones. No, they're literally, like, at the grocery store. Like, they don't have to go to Antarctica.
There literally are. Exactly.
They, like, don't hide.
No.
No. So, like, first of all, they don't need a lair.
No.
And second of all, they don't need it in Antarctica. So,
do you want me to read the description?
But yes.
So, rumors began circulating in the 1950s that the Nazis had a secret base in Antarctica that housed advanced technology like UFOs. However, since then, no evidence has been discovered to suggest that that it's true, and Cambridge researcher Colin Summerhayes wrote a 21-page paper disputing the theory. First of all, your name is Colin, so pass.
Yeah.
Second of all, I don't think that Nazis would have UFOs, personally. I think that Nazis would not.
What would they use it for?
I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you had... Okay, this is going to sound really bad, but you had juice to experiment on. Like, why would you use a UFO?
No, like... Yeah.
Because, like, that's the whole point of a Nazi, right? Is that they are taking people to experiment on them and also to, like, whatever, incinerate them and everything else. But, like...
Yeah, so, like, what's the point?
Right. Like, why would you also care about space?
Because I feel like, for example, like, in science, they use, like, rats to do experiments on, or, like, other animals and stuff. And, like, they do that in attempt to, like, figure out things for humans.
Mm.
But, like, you already have humans that you're experimenting on.
Yeah.
And that's, like, the whole point.
Right.
And, again, I think there are people who, like, are other things and, like, identify as Nazi as well.
Mm.
But, like, the strict identification of a Nazi is not what warrants UFO usage.
Right. Passed.
Pass.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Declassified and passed.
Yeah.
Okay, lame. So this one... Alright. So, we're going to smash or pass just the title, and then I'm going to read the description.
Okay.
Nicolas Cage is a vampire.
Pass.
Okay, but this pick...
Pass.
Yeah, pass.
Nicolas Cage is the glasses, absolutely...
Maybe the red, the crushed red velvet suit. But the glasses throw it off and it makes me feel like it's fake.
Okay, so Nicolas Cage is absolutely not a vampire.
I feel like he would say he is, but is not.
That's exactly why I feel like it's a pass. Because I think that Nicolas Cage absolutely would believe that he's a vampire.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it a pass. because he's obviously not. If Nicolas Cage believes he's a vampire, then he cannot be one.
Yeah.
It's an oxymoron.
Yeah. Like, I feel like he'd be the kind of guy who, like, someone would come up to him and be like, I can make you a vampire. And he'd believe it and pay them.
And then it would be someone on, like, L.A., like, on, like, Skid Row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're on, like, crystal meth.
Yeah.
And so, like, they probably also believe that they can make him a vampire.
Oh, my God, wait. Little anecdote here. I one time was on a New York City subway, and this guy who was probably, I don't know what he was on, but he told me that I was a vampire, so maybe me and Nicolas Cage are both vampires.
Oh.
Smash.
Okay, smash that.
Yeah.
So, okay, so here's the little description. Mm-hmm. In 2011, an antiques dealer named Jack Mord listed a photograph for sale on eBay. This photograph was taken around 1870, but according to Mord... Hold on.
I gasped.
Don't gasp. Let me finish. I'm not even a third of the way through. This photograph was taken around 1870, but according to Mord, the man in this photo was Nicolas Cage. This is a quote. Personally, I believe it's him and that he is sort of walking undead slash vampire who quickens slash reinvents himself once every 75 years or so, Mord wrote in the listing. Obviously, this theory caught on like wildfire because it's hilarious and involves Nicolas Cage. But according to Nicolas, it's not even a little bit true. Gasp. You can't take pictures of vampires, he told David Letterman in 2012. I don't drink blood, and the last time I looked in the mirror, I had a reflection. Okay, now I smash because he's denying it, and he's giving reasons.
But
these are basic television reasons.
Okay, but here's my thing is, how many times in a day does Nicolas Cage look in a mirror? Probably a lot. It's probably, like, over 10.
But as a vampire, can you see yourself?
Oh. Well, I don't know that. I'm not a vampire, personally. I was told that I was one, so.
Well, maybe you are.
I do look at myself in the mirror, like, quite a lot, though.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. Like, more than I probably should.
I feel like that's not unique.
No.
I feel like most people do.
Yeah.
I feel like any reflection, even if you're ugly, you still, like, look. Just, like, instinctively.
Well, just, like, check.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because sometimes... Still there? Okay, yeah. The thing is, though, I look in mirrors, not always, but sometimes I look in mirrors because I forget what I look like.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have to, like, remember.
No, funny story. It's not funny.
Okay. Is it sad?
Maybe. One time, I had a psychotic break.
Oh, so funny.
And I looked in the mirror, and I didn't recognize myself to the point that I had to cover it up for days on end, because I got really scared. I had to cover every reflection in my house, because I was like, who is that?
Wait, I've had that happen
to you. Oh my god, slay! Yeah.
But it wasn't like, I didn't like cover up mirrors, I just like avoided them.
Yeah.
It's why I don't have a mirror in my room right now.
Well, to be fair, mine, it was when I was in that apartment that had, like, the sliding glass mirrors. So I, like, could not avoid
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you
And I would, like, wake up in the middle of the night and be, like, panic attack.
Yeah.
And be like, who is that?
Who are you?
So.
Have you ever, like, looked at yourself and, like, seen a disfigured person staring in the mirror?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was sober.
Yeah. No, yeah, stone cold sober.
Stone cold sober.
Yeah. No, actually, I feel like I personally, when I look in a mirror when I'm, like, drunk or high, I look a lot hotter.
Yeah. And then I'll take a pic and I'm like, it's so bad. Like, makeup is everywhere. Eyes are drooping.
No, red. Every time I'm drunk, I take a picture of myself. I'm like, wow, that was the best picture I've ever taken in my entire life. And I look at it. And it's, like, the worst picture I've ever seen in my entire life because my eyes are everywhere all at once.
There was just one picture like, wow. I took when my earring was, like, so you know, like, the earrings that, like, are kind of just, like, a little, like, fish hook that you, like, put in?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was, like, literally, like, the tip was still in the hole. And I, like, took that picture, and I was like, I was like, oh my god, daddy. And then I like looked at it the next day and I was like, oh, ho, ho, honey. Honey.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like about to like give that pig some water or something. Like she needed.
You were like water she needed through the some screen.
Milk. Like holy shit.
Wait, I need to see this picture.
I definitely have it somewhere.
I'm sure we need to post it, to be honest.
True.
No, it's like what we did post this picture. There's this picture of me from New Year's where I look like a little mayo. And it's the picture in the like the Belle on Earth stands with Pornhub. It's that one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that one I look like a little mayo.
Yeah.
High key.
Yeah, you do, actually.
Yeah. Come that was the first it. Thing I thought when I saw a picture in the morning. I was like, oh, yeah, I look like a little mayo, yeah.
Feel better about yourself.
Yeah, so pass? Smash?
So smash a little mayo.
Right. Everyone smashed a little mayo.
But yeah. Nicolas Cage, yeah, I guess we're gonna have to pass.
Because I just feel like, yeah, he's denying it, but I also just feel like Nicolas Cage as a person is just not capable of being a vampire.
Yeah.
Pass.
I feel like even if he was, like, bitten.
Yeah, he would just, like, he, like, still be Nicolas Cage. He'd
have some, like, protein.
Well, I guess, like, or, like I feel genetic like. So here's the thing, right? I feel like Nicolas Cage is outside of the realm of human already, right? So, like, he can't be another mythical creature because it's already Nicolas Cage. What do you mean?
I'm gonna say yes, but no.
Have you not seen Nicolas Cage as a cat?
Probably. But I've probably blocked that out.
Okay, so if you saw the image of Nicolas Cage as a cat, you'd understand what I mean.
I'm just gonna look this up.
Yeah. Anyway, pass. This is a really good one. Well, not really good one. It's just a one.
Okay, smash.
Yeah.
Smash the pig.
Right. Oh, that's not even the one I was talking about, but yeah.
Oh, is it this one?
Closer, yeah. It's still not there. We'll put
there
these.
There are a lot.
Yeah, we'll have to put, like, all of these pigs on. Close.
I smash these pigs.
Yeah. Anyway. Nicolas Cage as a cat is phenomenal. Wow, there's a lot on this ad. Oh, this is a really weird one. Queen Elizabeth I was a man. Smash?
As a feminist? Pass.
Okay, smash. Okay, hold on. Smash Queen Elizabeth, but pass on the conspiracy.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. No, because first of all, royalty. Second of all,
yeah, I guess I have to smash for royalty.
Yeah.
Because even if I don't smash, like, the concept of royalty, it's like, well, you're royalty.
Okay, so if.
So I would, like, get in on that.
If, like.
For the clout.
No, this was not, like, the one that just died. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Not the one that, like, flew into, the, like, whatever on the, like.
The Twin Towers.
Yes, Katie. The Twin Towers.
Wait, Queen Elizabeth did 9/11. Smash.
Oh my god. Smash. I believe it.
Wait, you said there's two Queen Elizabeths.
Well, no, there's multiple. Oh my god, I wish everyone just saw Casey's face because she was so shook. She was so shook. Because they're
how
like.
How many are there?
A lot. Because they all just name them the same name. And then they're like the first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth.
Which was the one that just died? How many Elizabeths was that?
Uh. second? Oh, it was just second. It was just a second.
But that's not very exciting.
But, like, a lot of them name themselves the same names, and they just put, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But, yeah, so the second is the one who just died, but the first was, like, before that.
I would think.
Yeah.
Conspiracy?
Conspiracy. okay. Actually, okay. So, I'm looking at a picture of Prince Charles right now. I would pass if he asked.
Let me see.
Ah! He's the one that, like, is kind of melting a little
bit.
What
is he wearing?
A top hat.
I don't like it.
Yeah. So, Meghan Markle, smash. Prince Harry, smash.
I feel like on a vibes basis, smash.
Yeah.
He's, like, not very cute.
He seems cool.
He seems like a nice, nice guy.
He seems a little too gentle for me.
Okay.
I've had a lot of wine.
A little soft-spoken.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just because, like, he took a little too long to stand up to his family. Like, a little bit past.
Oh, yeah.
But when I smash him for, like...
someone who would, like, beat up their mother.
But, like, would I smash him for the clout? Yes.
Yeah.
So, Prince Harry.
Yeah.
But, like, the ones with, like, hemophilia or whatever they have, pass.
Pass.
Yeah. I can't date an inbred bitch. Like,
no.
I'm sorry. Like, not to be, like, disablest, I guess, but, like...
I feel like they'd have, like, a loose pussy.
Yeah, if you're inbred, I can't do it.
No.
Sorry.
Like, your eyes are just, like, weird.
Yeah, like, if you're a product of two cousins...
You're, like, a little empty.
Yeah, I'm just not gonna do it.
No.
Not even for the clout.
No. And, like, to be fair, we have enough, like, family trauma.
Yeah.
That, like, we can't do, like, someone who's, like, full of family, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I need someone who's, like, fresh and new.
Yeah, I need someone, like... void of family.
Yeah, I need someone who was, like,
conceptualized from the, like, the seas.
Yeah. Who was, like, what is the term when, like, you're born, like, out of marriage?
Bastard?
Yeah, I need a bastard.
Yeah. Wedlock?
Sure.
Well, it's out of wedlock, so you're just, like, a bastard. A bastard child.
Yeah.
That's what I need. Yeah. Ideally.
We need a good bastard.
Yeah.
Smash bastards.
But pass on incest.
Pass on inbred children.
Yeah. Pass.
I feel like that's valid.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but was she a man? Oh, this is interesting, actually. Okay, so the little description. Some believe that Queen Elizabeth I died as a child and to prevent the end of the royal line was replaced with a young boy. The theory is said to explain why the ruler remained chaste throughout her reign. Which...
Wait, let me see a pic. Because I feel like I could clock her.
Oh my god.
This is a painting.
Well, there's no pics, Casey. There's no pics!
Pics where it didn't happen. I mean, okay, from this painting.
This is before pics, so you only have painting.
Wait, what year was it?
Like, the 1700s or whatever. Or 18. I don't know.
So, from, like, an incel point of view.
Okay, we're going from the incel point of view.
I feel like...
What did I just say? Void of pew?
They are void of pew.
Yeah, let's just stick with that.
I feel like given the eye shape, the jawline...
Is there an Adam's apple? I easily identify.
Well, they have the little, like, Elizabethan collar.
But here's the thing is that, like, it's a painting, so what if the painter hated her? And was like...
I mean, bitch, clearly.
God.
I mean, come on. If the painter liked her, they'd give her, like, a
like
little,
a beat,
like,
face.
Yeah, like a wing.
Wait, what? Why would she be yassified?
Like,
let's yassify Queen Elizabeth I.
You know, she'd have, like, at least lashes. Eyes are bald.
Well, okay.
She has no eye... There's literally bone. She... Cassidy, she doesn't have an eyebrow.
No, it's a little bit there.
That's the shadow. That is the shadow of her eye socket.
Shit.
She is literally...
But that could be the style back then. We don't know. You know, why doesn't anyone talk about that? Like, I'd like to see eyebrows through the years. Like, fashion is one thing, but I want to see eyebrows.
I feel like in the 1900s, they, like... Because, you know, like, when there was, like, the thin eyebrow and, like...
That's, like, just the 1990s.
That's ow! What I mean. Like, it's only been Marty. Chill the fuck out.
Marty just really wants attention right now.
But I feel like in, like, recent-ish times, they've had that. But, yeah. I want to know what the brows looked like in the 1600s.
Yeah, why isn't there any record of this?
Yeah, because... now, unfortunately, I feel like this is a woman.
You said unfortunately.
Unfortunately. She's not one of the sexy ones. She's not a bad...
I mean, okay, here's the thing, right? Like, as much as I want to pass on an inbred bitch, right?
Why does she have... Okay.
I can't...
She doesn't have a brow, but it's still, like, slit.
We have to post this picture on socials. But there is a slit in it. But you know what? It's not her fault that she's inbred. You know?
Yeah.
Like, she didn't choose it.
Okay, real talk. If you were inbred, would you kill yourself?
Yeah.
Like, I was gonna do it as, like, a non-inbred.
Right.
So if I, like, knew that I was inbred, first of all, like, I wouldn't
if I found out, immediate.
Yeah.
And done.
No, like, I wouldn't even, like, look into it. Because I'd be like, just... rumor, done.
Yeah, it's just kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, no, that's, like, come on.
Because it's, like, you really couldn't go outside the family, like, you're that ugly.
No, for real.
Like, I can't do that, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's like, just, like, as a concept. Shameful.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, even if I was, like, born as, like, a hot inbred, I, like, still just, like, the, like...
Are there?
I'm Is sure. Is this disableist? What if it was, like, a hot family?
Do hot families inbreed?
Wouldn't that be, like, the point?
Well, no, because,
or they
like...
they just, like, have their hot families that they...
I don't think so, because I feel like a hot family, like, the point is to gain more power, so you'd go to another hot family. But, like, inbreeding is about keeping power within, and, like, you know.
Yeah, especially in terms of, like, royalty.
Well, and also, like, I just feel like the more you inbreed, the uglier you get. So I feel like, as hot people, you would try to prevent that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. Yeah, pass.
Pass. Anyways, your turn.
Okay.
I think we have time for, like, one more.
One or two more.
Yeah.
We'll do one more each.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. We need a good one. I say... the Larry Stylinson conspiracy.
Oh my god. This is one of my favorites. I wasn't even in the One Direction fandom, and I was a Larry Stylinson supporter to smash.
Okay, so the problem is that, like, I smash it as a concept, but the way that the fandom went about dealing with it...
Fair.
And harassing them to the point of, like, there was no way they could even come out about it,
yeah,
is a hard pass.
Yeah, I agree.
So, like, the concept of them, like, fucking each other and, like, loving each other? Hot. Smash.
Smash.
But, like...
the fandom.
Larry Stylinson as a, like, Tumblr fanfic.
Yeah.
Absolute fucking pass.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that.
And, like, the, like, collages people would make, and, like, the fanfics people would write. And,
well,
like,
also, like, the proof quote unquote that people would provide, and it's like, bro.
Cause like, let's be real, like if you look at Harry Styles, he's a little fruity.
Yeah.
A little.
Well,
a
lot fruity. I thought he came out already.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Isn't that the whole point? Doesn't he wear like dresses now and stuff?
I don't know if he came out or if he's just like uncomfortable.
No, I think he came out. Wait, now I may have to look this up.
Well, I would believe it regardless. Like, even if he didn't come out, like, Harry, this is a safe space.
Yeah. No, I think he came out as, like, bisexual or something. But, like, I think he just, like, kind of just says, like, I'm not going to talk about it kind of thing. But, which is honestly fair. Well, yeah, fair. But, like, but I also feel like...
But he shouldn't have to.
No. And also, like, they came onto the scene kind of young.
Yeah.
Like, it's and not it really... it would have, like,
really been an issue.
Yeah.
When they were really popular, if they came out. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Like, when within the fandom, people would have, like, in a way, accepted it. But, like, not... It would have caused a lot of problems.
Yeah. Yeah, this was, like, 2012.
Yeah.
So. No, I agree. I think as a concept, it's really cute, and I think that they would have been, like, a really cute couple, and, like, it would have been really, like, nice or whatever, but I do agree with the fact that people took it too far. Like, way too far. Especially for people that you don't fucking know, which we've talked about, like, quite a bit, especially in the past couple of episodes with, like, Quiet on Set and, like, TLC, like... These parasocial relationships that we have with celebrities have honestly gone, like, way too far, especially with the conceptualization of, like, the internet and, like, being able to talk to people on, like, Twitter and things like that. Like, it's just gone a little too far. And it's not really our business if Harry and Louis were, like, dating each other or anyone for that matter.
Yeah.
Right? Again, like, I don't think it really matters. I think it would be really cute if they dated, but, like, it's also not really any of our business, ultimately, because, like, we're not them. We don't, like, we're not a part of, like, their band or whatever. And it's just not, like, for us to really, like, get into. Yeah. And, like, do I think that it's fine if people are like, oh, they look really cute together, and it's really cute that they, like, play together, blah, blah. Because I've seen videos of them, like, you know, teasing each other and blah, blah. And, like, of course, everyone in the band kind of does that, but they're obviously, like, closer.
Yeah.
And, the like, bromance. Is it... Yeah, there's a bromance. Like, whether or not it's, like, whatever is, like, kind of...
Homoerotic.
Yeah. It's, like, kind of their own business, but do I think people took it, like, way too far and, like, yes. To the point of, like, really creepy? Yeah, because, like, it's not your business. Like, if you want to, like, play, like, little jokes or, like, be like, oh, haha, like, they're together, like, it's kind of one thing, but to, like, write entire, like, fan fictions about it and to, like, high-key ship them and to, like... really, like, put out this atmosphere of, like, they are dating and it's our decision over theirs.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to, like, coming out and stuff like that. Like, that's not cool. And it's really not cool for, like, anyone to put anyone's, like, sexuality on someone else, right? Like, just because someone can be, like, quote-unquote, like, a queer icon doesn't mean that they are queer, and it's also, like, not really anyone's business whether they are queer or not,
yeah.
Right? Like, if they want to come out as queer and they want to be queer in the public eye, like, that's your prerogative, and that's, like, your truth, and, like, I'm so into, like, people standing in, like, their own truths, but, like, it should be your choice to, like, accept that and to, like, state it and to be like, hey, I'm a queer person, I'm making queer music, the way that, like, for example, like, King Princess is, like, high key, like, a queer person,
yeah.
And, like, states themselves as a queer person and makes queer music, right? But, like, if you're gonna be just a person making, like, boy band music, like, it's not really anyone's business what your sexuality is, and it's kind of weird to, like, just assume it based on, like, the fact that they're, like, friends with this person.
Yeah. And, like, I do think that a big part of it was the fact that they were still, like, under contract. And, like, I do feel that maybe if it was more, like, nowadays, if it's more, like, recent type thing, it wouldn't have been as big of a deal. It could have even, like, boosted their popularity in a sense.
Yeah.
But, like, they were such a huge band and were making, like, so much money probably for their label and for, like, X Factor and, like, for Simon.
Yeah.
And all this thing. And it's, like, if they, like, it's one thing, it's, like, great publicity for them to come out as, like, dating women. You know, that's, like, great and fine.
Mm-hmm.
But for them to be, like, not only dating within the band, but it be a, like, gay relationship, like, that would have caused, because they were so unproblematic.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't, they were not, like, you know, like, Justin Bieber went through his, like,
rebellious phase, like, yeah.
But, like, One Direction were so, like, prim and proper in a way. They were such, like, good boys and, like, goody two-shoes and, like, whatever. Yeah. That, like, for them to have a gay relationship at that time would have been, like, absolutely detrimental. And honestly, I think would have, like, sunk in their careers at the time. Unfortunately.
Wow. That's a really interesting point. Because, like, again, like, I wasn't in the One Direction fandom, like, the way that you were.
No.
Obviously. If anyone knows Casey from this time, like, you would have known that she had all five fucking cardboard cutouts of them and, like, a onesie.
A fan account. Stalking them.
Yeah.
I wasn't as bad as some people in terms of, like, being invasive.
Yeah.
But I did know where his dad worked, and I did show up. Or, sorry, Niall's dad. Not yeah. his, because there's five of them.
Yeah.
When we went to Ireland, I did show up to his dad's workplace.
Yeah.
To give him a letter, and he had just left for his shift.
Yeah.
Shame on Bobby.
Yeah, shame on Bobby, right?
He should have known.
He should have known. We traveled all that way.
I know, I literally went to Mullingar.
Okay, not for nothing. Shout out to Mullingar, because that town's really fucking cute.
It was awesome.
And it's kind of sad that, like, people only travel there for either, like, Niall or for, like, family, because it's a really cute, like, little town. And they have, like, really good restaurants, and everyone there's really, really nice. Anyway.
I think partially shame, but, like, also, I think it's one of those places where, like, if it had gotten too big, it would have, like, ruined what it is.
Yeah,
so it's a really cute place. So I think, in a way, it's, like, good that it's still, like, small and quaint.
Yeah.
But it's, like, known as a place of, like, where, like, Niall's from.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really cute place. But anyway, like,
Smash Mullingar,
for sure. Literally, like, one of the best meals I've ever had was in Mullingar.
Yeah.
Anyway, like, the whole thing with, I guess, sort of conspiracy, sort of just, like, rumor and sort of just, like, fanfic with Larry Stylinson is just, like, I don't know, like, I just feel like it's kind of ridiculous to put your own desires onto someone else. Because the other thing is that, like, while I personally do understand, like, as a teenager, like, wanting to ship people and to, like, put your, like, repression on other people.
Yeah,
it's just absolutely not, like, anyone else's problem to deal with your own issues, right? Like, personally for me, like, as someone who grew up, like, I want to say, like, pretty repressed, right? Like, I didn't come out till I was, like, 26 with, like, everything that I've personally come out with. But, like, you know, like, it's, like, I don't know. It's just kind of weird to, like, put that shit on other people, especially people that you literally don't even know.
Yeah.
And, like, again, like, it's one thing to, like, kind of be in your house and be like, oh, haha, like, I ship Larry Stylinson, you know what I mean? Or, like, even to make, like, tiny little, like, fan accounts or whatever. But, like, to go as deep as people did with that stuff is, like,
no, it was, like, overwhelming. Harassment.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, it's literally, like, harassment. Like, you're literally talking to these people. And, like, I personally know people who have, like, actually stalked, like, celebrities and stuff. And it's weird. It's really, it's fucking weird. It's really creepy. It's weird to wait outside people's, like, fucking doors and be like, oh, are you with Louis and blah, blah. Like, no. Like, leave people alone. Like, yes, they're celebrities, but that doesn't mean we have to harass them and we have to bother them. Like, you can just leave them alone. Like, it's not that serious.
Yeah.
You know?
So, the Larry Stylison ship? Pass. But Harry and Louis...
As a couple?
As a couple?
Smash.
Smash.
Yeah. And we'll watch a videotape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would watch their sex tape.
Yeah. High key.
That would be, like, hardcore smash.
Yeah. That would be, like, a movie night.
We would, like, make popcorn.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, get high.
Get drinkies. Yeah. Yeah, like, get high, get drinkies, get food.
Roll a blunt, pour wine, go to probably, not even H-E-B, we'd probably go to, like, H Mart.
We'd literally go to Central Market. Dang.
Where have you been? We would, like, get the expensive, like, charcuterie board.
Yeah.
We would get the coochie boards.
The coochie boards.
For.
Like, personalized.
The Larry Stylison sex tape.
Oh my god. I would watch. Like, literally, I would watch that like a movie.
Yeah.
Like, and just be like. Like.
And so would I.
Like, no, like, not even like being turned out. I'd be like.
No, I'd be like, that angle.
I'd be like critiquing it. Yeah. Oh my god, that would be amazing. God. I wish that Harry Styles listened to our podcast, but I don't think there's a chance in hell that he listens to this.
No.
But it'd be cool if he did.
If he did, smash.
Smash. Hikey. Oh, okay.
I say we do one more.
I think Fuck the it. Last one that we should do is the Avril Lavigne conspiracy theory. Because it's my favorite conspiracy theory of all time. And it literally makes no sense, but it also makes all the sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the Avril Lavigne conspiracy theory is that Avril Lavigne died in around, like, 2003 or 4. There's different reports that she either killed herself or that she was murdered. And the idea is that she died so that someone else could take her place, and this someone else is named Melissa. And the whole thing is that either, like, her agency killed her, or her grandparents killed her, or she killed herself because her grandparents died. But either way, she is dead, and she was replaced with Melissa, and that's why her sound has changed, and that's why, like, everything about her is different. And it's probably my favorite conspiracy theory of all time. So this is why I smash hardcore. Yeah,
I would smash.
Do I think that she died and came back a different person or whatever? No. But do I love the theory? Yes. So smash.
Yeah, if you, like, look at the pictures, like, is it believable?
No.
No.
Because, okay, the whole thing behind the theory is that, like, her moles are in a different place. And then there's a couple different things. So... her moles are in a different place is number one. Number two is that her sound has changed, which, like, okay.
That, like, happens when you, like, grow.
Yeah,
you
like.
Hit, like, puberty and
has,
shit.
Like, Miley Cyrus killed herself, too? Like, her sound changed over time. Like, yeah. I don't understand. And then number three is that there's a picture of Avril Lavigne with the word, or, like, with the name Melissa written on her hand. And that's, like, the whole... like, evidence.
That's, like, a very vague name.
Yeah.
Like, that could be a fan or something that she, like, wrote their name
on. No, it's her real name, Casey.
That's right.
Because she died and became Melissa. Because she died
and this is actually Melissa.
Yeah. It's her real name.
Which, like, if I was named Avril and someone named Melissa took over my career and identity, that would be a reason to kill myself. Because that's fucking boring.
Right. Yeah, Avril's a really nice name, especially, like, Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
Like, what a fucking cool-ass name. And she's, like, I don't know. Avril Lavigne's really cool, and, like, to be honest, like, yeah, she was kind of, like, punk rock or whatever in the early 2000s and, like, late 90s and stuff. But, like, it makes sense for her to, like, transfer over to pop as she got older, especially because she, like, was really big in Japan. Because the whole thing with Hello Kitty was, first of all... Hello Kitty is
a banger.
Fucking banger. Certified banger. Fucking banger. Like, amazing song. But the whole point of Hello Kitty is to please her Japanese audience, because she got really big in Japan, and, like, that's what, like, people wanted from her. Like, that was her fan base, was, like, mainly Japanese people, and so she kind of, like, catered to them. But at the same time, like, Hello Kitty is literally, like, one of the best pop songs in the whole world.
But that's the thing, is that, like, but, like, even within, like, the pop genre, she still has her, like, punk vibe.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know why people are mad.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she's always had that, like, kind of, like, pop punk.
Well, not for nothing, but, like, pop punk to Kawaii is, like, kind of a straight line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't take much to get there.
It's, like, Japanese pop punk.
Yeah, like, most people who listen to pop punk also watch anime. Like, I don't understand, like, what the fuck people are on about.
Yeah, it's, like, it's the pipeline.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's literally a straight line. Like, I literally know people who, like, wore ties in middle school and then, like, are now watching anime.
The ties.
I tried.
Honestly, like, if you can pull it off, smash.
Yeah. Most smash people can't.
Smash the punk tie. Most people can't, and that's the problem. But yeah. If you can, smash the punk tie.
Yeah. Smash the punk
tie. We love a good tie that makes no sense.
Yeah.
A nonsensical tie.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. Can I do it? No. Because I've tried, and I can't. I've tried so hard.
These weren't meant for it. The fedora.
No. Okay.
Your fedora face.
Triggered. We don't need to bring this up.
Oh, we can bring it up.
No, we don't have to.
This is my favorite conspiracy. Is the Benno fedora phase.
No, there was no Benno fedora phase. This is completely false and this is a pass.
Will be posted on the Bell on Earth account.
No.
I smash no. that.
Pass.
I smash that.
Pass.
Okay, we can agree to disagree.
We can agree to agree on pass.
I don't agree.
Well, you're wrong, so it doesn't matter.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyways.
So, that's Smasher passing conspiracies.
That was really fun. I think that was one of our best episodes.
That says a lot.
And all of them are pass. Yeah. Do you have anything to say, Marty? Oh, good boy. Good job.
Oh, okay. I say we'll end this one, but I do think we should do a mini episode on conspiracies that we just make up.
Oh, yeah. You'll have to subscribe to our made-up Patreon.
Yeah.
It's in the Denver airport.
With the lizard people.
Yeah. That's how you, like, subscribe, is you go to the lizard people counter, and then you're like, I want to subscribe to the Bell on Earth Patreon, and then they're like, cool.
And they're like,
what? Yeah, yeah, that's what they say.
I don't think this is sound. Like,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's what they say, and then you say, yes.
Yeah.
And then they give you a QR code or something.
Yeah, it's literally just a QR code.
But anyway, yeah, we'll probably do, like, a mini episode.
I think that'd be really fun.
That'd be really cute.
Yeah.
Because I have some ones that I've written down that need to be shared.
Okay. Cool.
But for now, that's the end of this episode. So,
like, comment, subscribe.
Yeah. Like, comment, subscribe. Smash the like button.
Smash!
Don't. Like button. Smash.
Smash.
Don't pass.
Don't pass.
And with that, there's one more thing to say.
Bye! Thank you for listening to Bell on Earth, the podcast. We hope that your minds have been expanded and your bussies have been opened.
Be sure to rate and follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music.
This podcast is brought to you by Free Studio Productions. It's hosted and produced by Cassidy and Casey Bell. Big thanks to our executive producer, Derek Benton.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook for all of your content needs. See you later, haters.